The International AIDS Conference is underway in Vienna, and the financing of the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, Tuberculosis, and Malaria that provides major support of AIDS programs around the world is overshadowing the meeting. Donors meet in October to decide on the fund's financing level for the next 3 years amid concerns that a desired amount of $20 billion won't be reached. Activists are pressuring rich countries to give more money for the fight against AIDS. Earlier this week, the United Nations World Food Program stressed the importance of nutrition for people living with HIV and AIDS, saying that without a healthy diet, antiretroviral medications are not as efficient as they should be. Dr. Martin Blum, Chief of Nutrition and HIV Policy at the WFP, told us why.
Very specific reasons why, for example, a person living with HIV has different nutritional needs. Well, the first reason is that this disease itself actually changes what we call the metabolism. You know, you need more energy. You need more food. A normal person who is actually not yet AIDS, but like just living with HIV, has about a 10% increased demand for energy, 10 to 20%. And if you look at children, they can have even higher needs, that's a 30%. But when they have active disease, like when AIDS is there, then in fact it's 30% more for adults, but sometimes 50 to 100% more needs for a child. Then the opportunistic infections, which coincides with, in fact, HIV, also, you know, causes problems in the gut, you know, out in the mouth, you get ulcers, and that also reduces the absorption. Then, of course, because of the disease, the appetite decreases. So all these, you know, combination of things results in the fact that very often people living with HIV are wasted.